Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Can I get a hallelujah? The 2024-2025 Fish and Wildlife's Hunting and Trapping Digest is now available in hard copy at license issuing agents statewide. Yahoo! It was available online earlier in the week or last week or whatever, but going on a computer, looking these things up, checking it out, it's a lot easier to read. A lot easier to read here, the pages, man. The hard copy is the way to do it. Speaking of the hunting, two things to remember. One, we had Jimmy Sloan on, Fish and Wildlife's Upland Game Bird Project leader, regarding the wild turkey poult survey. Please, if you see a hen with some poults, well, they're probably going to be as large as she is now, this stage of the game, unless she re-nested and went from failed nesting, whatever. They'll be about half her size, a little smaller, a little larger. Please report at njfishandwildlife.com. Go to the hunting link, go to the turkey link. The survey is on there. Easy peasy to do. Even I did it, and I can do it. I'm the most cyber declined human being you will ever meet, but it's very important. Jersey turkeys, a state of flux here. We need all the information that we can get regarding turkeys. One step more on the hunting end, the NJ Fish and Wildlife's Introduction to Muzzleloader Workshop is going to be held September 5th and September 8th. I'm there with the Assinpink Management Area for the classroom. That's going to be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Conservation Center at Assinpink. Okay, it's 1 Eldridge Road, Allentown, I say Emily's Town, off 195. Very easy to get to. Now, the range sessions are going to take place Sunday, September 8th at the Kyers Mills Training Range. There are 299 East Kyers Mills Road in New Egypt, Ocean County. Easy enough to get to. There'll be three live fire range sessions, 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Registration is limited to 20 participants. Okay, must also, again, if you're going to attend the live fire range session, you must also attend the lecture portion on Thursday, September 5th. Registration for this program will end at the close of business day Thursday, August 29th. Let's see. Whoa, we don't have much time there. If you want to get on the muzzleloader thing, any questions, 609-947-5824. Go to mentored hunt at dep.nj.gov or call that number. And speaking of which, Recreational Saltwater Volunteer Angler Survey is now underway. Yeah, MRFs and MRIP. It's been such any kind of participation of it. Again, go to njfishandwildlife.com for this. We'll go to saltwater fishing. Very important. Volunteer, even if you don't catch anything. All the information is there. It's easy to get. Hopefully, we're going to have Peter Clark on from Marine Fisheries the next week or two to discuss this. Right now, we are jamming. Talk about saltwater. Let's segue to mahi-mahi, man. The mahi bite is on. Special guest coming up in our next two segments. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio. You eat crabs? Yeah, crabs. You like the big crabs? You like the crabs here? You like boiled crabs? Like crab cakes? How about hot crab dip? Ultimate hot crab dip recipe coming on later on in the broadcast. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio. Let's rock it out. Weekend of August 24th and 25th.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. For complete contest rules, visit WPGTalkRadio.com.
President Trump says Newsmax is terrific. Mike Huckabee says he's tuning in like millions of Americans. Newsmax is now the fastest-growing cable news channel in America. Watch Newsmax on cable, streaming, or on the free Newsmax app. And Newsmax has announced it plans to go IPO soon. For a limited time, eligible investors can even buy preferred shares in Newsmax, and they come with a 7% dividend. Get the details about Newsmax's planned IPO and shares. Just go to NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes says Newsmax is a news powerhouse. Get Newsmax shares. You can even buy shares with a credit card at NewsmaxInvest.com. Whenever making an investment decision, you should consult your attorney or financial advisor. And investors are responsible for conducting their own due diligence regarding investments and for all tax and other risks and obligations. Don't miss out. Find out more at NewsmaxInvest.com today.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids, and I've got a good job.
Bye, Mom.
See you, Mom.
A pretty important job. Because of my family and my job, I really care about this neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, there's some crime. And when I drive to work, like now, I realize that some people here don't trust the police. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you as a police officer that this department is reaching out to the community, and the community is doing its part. We're building partnerships. This should be happening everywhere. This is how we can all be safer. Get involved. Start the conversation.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Today, one in five working age Americans has a mental health condition.
People in all types of jobs and at all levels.
And the key to helping us succeed is a supportive and inclusive workplace.
All of us have a role to play in making that happen.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can listen and be a source of support to my colleagues.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
I can offer all employees the supports they need to deliver on the job, for the team,
and for the business.
What can I do?
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others
that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Mental health-friendly workplaces are more important than ever,
and all of us have a role to play in promoting them.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Is your old ride on life support?
Clear.
If your ride's on its last leg, you need to bring it to MetLat Mitsubishi, because AJ the Trade Man wants it. No matter the year, make, miles, or condition, even if you owe up to 10 grand more than you think it's worth, AJ the Trade Man wants to get you released from your loan or lease. Even if you owe up to 10 grand more than you think it's worth, then make the switch into a brand new MetLat Mitsubishi. If you have a job and you need a new car, but you don't have the money for down payment,
get to MetLat Mitsubishi.
Zero down, zero payments for 90 days, and 0% financing for 48 months on Outlander, 1.9% on Eclipse.
Simply, MetLat Mitsubishi.
Rate qualifications exist with approved credit. 1666 for 1,000 financed on in-stock 2024 Mitsubishi Outlanders. Not all will qualify. Go to MetLatMitsubishi.com for complete details or call 844-946-2315. Price includes all costs to be paid by consumer, except for licensing, registration, and taxes. Expires 9/4/24.
MetLat Mitsubishi, in the heart of Glassboro, for 30 years.
Lower your payments today during the summer sales event at iloveatlantic.com. Drive a brand new Jeep from $269 a month. New Wranglers, Grand Cherokees, Compasses, or Ram pickups from $269 a month at iloveatlantic.com. Choose from over 450 vehicles available, plus a huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles that come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Brand new Jeeps from $269 a month. Let them show you why their customers are saying, "I love Atlantic.com." Lower your payments today during the summer sales event at iloveatlantic.com. iloveatlantic.com. 2024 Compass, 4-cylinder auto, $269 a month, 7,500-mile closed-end lease, 39 months with $2,963 due at inception. Total payments $12,491, MSRP $35,340, VIN number RT152105, residual $19,083, tax and tax extra, not valid with trade-in, $599 doc fee, ends 8/31/24.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Okay, man, all the hoopla about the tuna. We have a couple of good days coming up. Today's Saturday. Thursday was excellent. Friday, Saturday. We have windows here and there on the tuna scene. But what is sort of going under the radar, finally, from my observations and reports and whenever I get a chance to get out there, little bit late, but they have slid in. They've slid in to the high flyers, the pots, the flotsam, the weed lines. Is the mahi, mahi-mahi, Dorado, dolphin fish, whatever you want to call them, probably one of the sportingest, even from little sizes, the peanuts and the chickens. I mean, it'll light you up on freshwater trout, bass tackle, on up to the bull sizes, 25 gaffers, you know, 18, 25, 30, up to 40 pounds. They are sort of an afterthought when you're after the thunnus, you know, the tuna, the scrombids, but mahi are in right now, and they should provide a good fishery right through September into early October. They're not only in the canyons, they're in the mid-range, and we're hearing around some pots and whatever and weed lines inshore, as in 4, 5, 6 miles. In fact, the first mahi I caught, I think the charter skipper, he is now in charter skipper Heaven. But he said, I'll never forget, he said, time he grabbed that Killie up there to call Killie. He grabbed that Killie, throw it over there by that buoy. Ah, buoy, I want to get me. Throw it over there by the buoy. Sure enough, boom. First mahi, still electrified me, 5 or 6 pounds. But what, again, I'm freshwater bass tackle, spinning unbelievable. Well, add some ligature to this upcoming interview. The guy's being very patient because I know he is chomping at the mahi bit. See this car in his tackle shop. Now, I know people, I run sport shops, I run all over the place. I'm walking by this car. I said, that's a badass looking little, is that a coupe? What is it? That's mahi colored. That is a mahi color. That is so cool. I look at the license, happen to check a glance at the license plates, mahi license plates frame. Go into the shop, and there is one gentleman in his mahi colors larger than life. Gentleman's name is Mr. Nick Hess, or as I refer to him as Mr. Mahi, tournament angler. His son Hunter has Lori Ann Sport Fishing. I believe they're based out of Bayville. Does the tuna thing, does the tournaments, lives for the mahi. Had to get him online. Let's talk about these fish again. Tuna, back page, in the back right now. We're talking light tackle mahi. You can troll them, you can cast for them, pitch baits, jig, whatever, and you'll be surprised. You're catching peanuts, and all of a sudden, bada bing, bada boom. There's a gaffer on the line. 100%. Nick Hess, how you doing, man?
We're good. I'm good here. How you doing, buddy?
Lock, cock, you're ready to rock. Listen to me. No, I'm going to interrupt you right now. Are you wearing your mahi colors, or should I expect nothing less?
Listen, I got my shorts on and my shirt right now, and I am like green as you can go. Green and blue.
Listen to me.
I'm in mahi draft.
Getting that car, was that a custom paint job? That is delicious. You can't miss it. You said, that's mahi, man, going down the turnpike, going down 55, going down anywhere.
I live for tuna fishing. I live for all kinds of fishing. But this time of the year, I just like you were saying, an old man told you to cast that killie up to that buoy, cast it to the pot. You're saying, what for? And you got that 5 pound mahi. An old man told me that when you see the pelicans out on the north and right jetty of Barnegat Light, it's time for mahi, and he was right. They're here. Yep. The pelicans are here now.
Sorry.
Now the little peanuts that we had and the little small mahi that we had about a month ago, we're starting to see some big fish.
Right. Now, I saw our first pelicans, lovely DeMarie and I, about 2 weeks ago, a little over 2.5 weeks ago. I saw them in two places. Saw them down Avalon Sail, then saw them up by Barnegat Inlet. But Nick, let me ask you this. You know, again, the hoopla, the tuna, the size and the whole bit. Mahi like tilefish, just as good eating. Okay, they're almost afterthought, like a day saver, so to speak, if the tuna fishing whatever sucked. But you like to key in on my, they have a special niche, do they not?
100%. A lot of guys overthink it. You know, a lot of guys, listen, hey, I agree. If they're sometimes they're very cautious. They don't want to eat. Guys are dropping, they're putting fluorocarbon on, 10 pounds. The problem with most guys is that they don't think out of the box. So if you're going to go out and you're going to tuna fish, you got to make sure that in your boat you have killies, live, squid, big ones, fulls and strips.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have all kinds of bait, spearings. You need to have dead peanuts, live peanuts. You got to have the variation. To me, they're like a trout. You got to match the hatch of what they're eating.
See,
sometimes they're eating
man,
light. Sometimes they're eating shrimp.
He's talking my game there, people.
100%. You got to, most guys don't. They go out there with a couple of squid, couple of peanut bunker, and they think they're going to get them, and it doesn't always work.
Nick, check this out. The one shop we met, I was just there the other day, and I was talking to a guy, very accomplished angler. It's Tommy P. said, you seen any mahi? I said, we had them. They were around the weed line near a pot. How apropos is that? He said, we were tossing. Nick, check this out. Live peanut bunker. And this guy's good. They would not touch. You know what ended up catching them on? Chunks of sardine. Now, how could they pass up a live peanut? That's like me passing up a slice of anchovy pizza. Ain't happening. And they got them on a sardine. And Nick, they put a dozen in the box. Nice fish up to 5-6 pounds.
That's 100%. That's what we had in the beginning of the season this year. They were all chickens, but they wouldn't touch anything but chunks of sardines. So that's another thing. I mean, I usually, if I'm going out anyway and I'm going to travel, so right now you got mahi I'm talking 8 miles to 120 miles out.
Yep.
You just gotta find the fish, find the clean water. If it's over 70, you know there's going to be mahi there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
A lot of guys, the tuna fishing's been weird this year, so a lot of guys been really hitting the pots hard. And I seen big fish 2 weeks ago. I saw big fish on the pots, and I wasn't really prepared for that. I was strictly trolling for tuna. I did have some baits with me, but they wouldn't touch anything. So it's not every time you're going to go are you going to kill it. But now I'm going out tomorrow because we got a flat ocean, and I'm going to be tooled up. And a lot of guys fish strictly without any weight. Sometimes the bigger fish are below the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need a split shot or a rubber core to get to that right spot, you know?
God, that rubber core. Haven't heard that. Oh, we see it, man.
That's old school.
Well, Nick, we're speaking with Nick Hess. He is otherwise known as Far and Wide and Around the World. I will say now he's on Rack and Fin, Around the Universe as Mr. Mahi. Check out him in that vehicle. Well, by the way, that shirt, man, I just look badass. Thank you for that shirt. That nice black color, slim. That slims me down to maybe three. I'm looking like three instead of 350. Well, Nick, let me ask you this. Choices of cover. There's been weeds. We caught them around floating ladders, a old telephone. And other times, patches, what would be prime cover, or pots are bereft, barren of mahi. In your experience, do you see them preferring one type of cover to another?
You know, I really don't. I mean, I've caught them off of floating crates. I've even caught them, unfortunately, our oceans are littered with Mylar balloons. But if the Mylar balloon has a long string and you see a Mylar that looks like it's been in the sun for 3 months, a lot of times there'll be mahi on the string.
On the string?
On the string. They'll actually follow the string because there's crustaceans. A lot of people don't realize they like crabs. They like shrimp.
Uh-huh.
They eat fleas and lice, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Even the bigger fish, you know?
Nick, when they're grouped up, like you said, most of the time, gaffers are going to be below the peanuts, below the chickens. Have you had occasion where you hit an area and, Jesus Christ, man, these are just, you know, big fish, like 8, 10, 12 pounds and up. Or is it mostly you have to get through the little ones to get to the big ones?
Nah, you know, sometimes last year I went out, we got five fish. The biggest fish was 42 inches. We got them all off one pot. We happened to go to the pot. It looked dead. It didn't look like there was any life. I put a full squid on. I let it sink down about 30 feet, and I was on. And that was the big 42-incher that we got. So you gotta approach. I watch guys approach these pots and approach the sargassum weeds, and these guys got both motors on. They're flying
at it.
Listen, I shut one motor off. I have twin outboards on the boat. I shut one off, and I approach like a baby, nice and slow. And I'll even pitch some dead baits or some live baits at them when I'm 20 or 30 yards out. You know?
Okay.
And then I'll cut the motor down, and we'll cast on them.
Okay, we're speaking to Mr. Mahi. Nick Hess. Nick, we're up against a hard breaker, hanging in for another segment. People, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Mr. Mahi in waiting.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. Could a state's adherence to carry permits be unconstitutional? A lawsuit against the Commonwealth of Massachusetts might see the whole concept done away with. Both the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation are getting involved in a lawsuit by a New Hampshire man arrested during a traffic stop in Massachusetts for possessing his firearm. He is legal to carry under New Hampshire law, which requires no permit. Massachusetts requires a state permit and refuses to recognize other states' permits, even if they have them, which New Hampshire does not. The NRA and the SAF, in their briefs to the Massachusetts Supreme Court, argue the state law requiring a permit has no historical precedent, a test devised in the recent Bruin case in the U.S. Supreme Court, and so requiring permits would therefore be unconstitutional. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Coming this Labor Day weekend, Bob's biggest challenge yet. It's time to dare to compare. It's got action. It's got suspense. It's got beeps and boops and dings and womps and more savings than you'll believe on living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. And best of all, you get to play too this Labor Day weekend. Turn the channel to mybobs.com to find out how. See how much you can save this Labor Day weekend when you dare to compare at a Bob's near you.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
It's the perfect time to get a jump on fall style at Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event, where you'll find incredible savings on the wardrobe update you need. Shop great looks you can wear now and later with an extra 25% off designer brands that rarely go on sale and 15% off your favorite makeup, fragrance, skincare, and more. Get ready for your best fall yet today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5. South Jersey's talk station.
Here we go, look out below. Back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of August 24th and 25th. Okay, a little non sequitur, one day closer to bow season. Oh, okay, I'll let that go. On the line right now is Mr. Nick Hess. He is Mr. Mahi. We're talking Mahi now. Let's get in. You know, we're going to look for him now. Any flotsam, any pots, anything like that. Tactics, they can be caught on the pitch, you know, pitching little baits. They could be caught on little epoxy jigs. They could be caught trolling, little peanut ballyhoo, whatever. But I want to touch on him one thing that I've seen done once, not to success, using poppers, surface popping mahi. What do we got? Surface popping mahi. Nick, talk to me.
Yeah, 100%. It's a lot of guys don't use this tactic. But it's actually a great tactic to know if there's fish on the pots. So what we'll do is we'll cut those motors down. We'll get close enough. Somebody will get up on the bow of the boat and throw a small chugger, not a giant tuna popper, just a smaller popper to, you know, put some aggression and put some splash into the water. And you'd be amazed. Even the chickens and the moderate size up to the gaffers will come up to it. You know, and you'll know they're there on the pot, so you can concentrate.
Now, Nick,
well, not always, but it's worth
now,
it.
Now, Nick, are they...
It's another tool in your toolbox.
Right. Are they whacking the popper, or are they just, like, looking at it, and then, you know, okay, you know, then you'll throw in some pitch baits or whatever?
No, we get them on popper, too. We do get them on the poppers, yes.
Now, listen to me.
Here's another technique for you.
Wait, let me interrupt you a second. Listen, you got two yappers here, man. So living the energy. You're not talking freshwater bass poppers here, right? You're talking about something like a small Chug Norris or Tsunami with the wire through construction, correct? Because they're
exactly.
fierce little.
Like a small striped bass popper.
Okay.
Or a Zara Spook, a small Zara.
Are you working this aggressively, Nick?
Yeah, blasting it. Blowing water into the air, yep.
Okay.
To come up from the bottom.
Now, have you ever had, because I've seen this with other species, where you've had two or three, like, hit a popper, one's hooked and the other one's come in, like, follow it in?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yep. Then we have other guys. The guys will be ready with pitch baits. You know, we'll do that, too. We'll hold one fish in the water. You get a fish on, you hold them in the water, get the whole school up on you, and then we'll pitch baits to them.
Now, Nick, before we get to, listen, again, it's a fact, I consider in our form, a lot of people say it's very boring to troll. The troll is effective, done correctly. But then now for the tackle, for the pitch baits and the poppers, you're talking medium action spinning. Are you guys using any round ambassadors or low profile, you know, Quantums or Shimano's? What's the dealio?
We're mostly using spinning gear. You know, you got to be prepped too. If they're small fish, yeah, you can put your fluorocarbons on, but you got to have a rod because you don't know this time of year what's down under these chickens. You know, there's fish that are 25, 30 pounds down
right.
there. I've caught them right on the barn and get ridged that big, you know.
And that's
not way out. They, A lot of people think all these big mile are 100 miles out. No, they're in close.
This is what that's.
You got good water and you got good water temperature and bait. They're there.
That's why I listen to Rack and Finn, people. We're going mahi mania down. Well, like on these mahi now, on the, let's see, little epoxy jigs, for example, or the little tsunami metal jigs that you would use for Bonita and false albies, they're up to snuff, correct?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. A lot of guys only like catching them. I've seen guys outfish live bait with those epoxies.
That blows my mind, man. Because to me, nothing like a small, get some small, when they get to 8 inches, I start to fillet in the spot. Get some small spot, some live peanut butter. Nick, again, because you look at them the wrong way, they croak, but little snapper blues. I'm talking 5, 6, 7 inch snapper blues.
The snapper that you just said, this is a badass bait. This is a really good choice of bait. And they do hold well in the live well.
Right, and also finger mullet. But the thing with the peanut bucket, you look, they're like the herring when we freshwater fish the reservoirs for the trout and the small. You look at them the wrong way, they croak. They die. Oh,
100%.
Belly up. But now chumming to get them going, Would you do that before the popping or doing the pitch bait? Again, pitch bait squid and cut sardines or before the troll. Can you get them excited like that? Because they're a neurotic fish to me.
There was another time when I was out shark fishing, so I had the chum bag
right
on the back of the boat, brought it in, put it in the bucket. Shark fishing was slow, so we saw some pots. We went over to the pots, put them out, and that actually is another technique that really does work. The chum, actually, we pulled them off the pots, and I actually had
You pulled them off the pot? How far?
Almost a mile. They followed the boat just eating our chum out of the chum bag. Bunker chum, I mean.
Are you lying to me?
Works.
Are you lying to me, my listeners?
No, 100%. I'm being straight up. That's why I'm telling you, you got to have a lot of tools in your tool bag. If you're going to go out fishing and you're going to spend time and it's going to be a nice day like this Friday, I'm bringing everything with me. I'll probably even have live eels because we've been having a tremendous cobia fishery here in New Jersey.
I don't even talk about the cobia. Listen, the mahi you're bringing and the cobia, that's, again, both of I consider both a veal chop and a sea. But Nick, on the, again, getting back to the live bait deal, you know, the croakers, the snappers, whatever, even the bigger killies, the mummichogs, so to speak, will you find them sometimes, maybe they're pressured or whatever, that when you said that the artificials will catch, but they'll actually shy away from a live bait, even if you're down to, say, 10 or 12 pound pink fluorocarbon, which I prefer to pink lizards. I'll tell you sometime why. Pink fluorocarbon, they can't, I mean, they're not, they are voracious, but they can be really, really persnickety, can they not?
Oh, 100%. It's like, I don't know if guys out there are trout fishermen, like myself too, I fish for trout, and these things can be like a trout, just like a tuna.
Yeah.
A tuna, when he doesn't want something, it's got to be just right. The mahi's the same fish.
Have you had occasion, Nick, that you're out there and you gave them everything in the toolbox and they still said no? And that, could that be there's that much bait under that pot or under that floating weed or under whatever structure that they're just not interested?
Yep. But I think in New Jersey, because we're a very populated state, I think it's a lot of the situations when you see these fish that don't want to touch anything. I just think there's been that many boats
beating them on the head.
You're hitting them in the head with stuff, exactly.
Yeah, Nick, we're up against a hard break. We're closing out the segment pretty soon. What I'd like to know is the trolling game, the Clark spoons, the little peanut ballyhoo feathers. They're an integral part of the game. For example, the pitch baits and the poppers and the jigs not working. Troll can be effective. And well, have you found that the bigger, you know, the bulls, so to speak, the gaffers, are susceptible to the troll more than the other tactics?
Well, my son Hunter, Captain Hunter, that runs the boat, he has a system that he does where he will take a deep diving like Rapala or a Nomad, but not a big one. Just a small one, a pink or a green,
mm-hmm.
And he'll actually leave it behind the boat. He'll be casting out pots, and then as he starts up and moves off slowly to the other pots, he'll be trolling as he's going to the pots.
Right.
And Hunter has told me that the biggest fish he gets are that way. And I've seen it, so it does work 100%.
Feathers,
so you're doing both things. You're trolling and you're casting at the same time.
So cedar plugs, Clark spoons, stuff like that, and the small hoos, they have, although some guys, I tell you, it's amazing. To me, it's like a freshwater bass or pickerel that's 7 or 8 inches, and you have a 5-inch plug and they hit it. And you say, how did I do that?
Crazy,
that even on medium ballyhoo, that they're getting mahi only a half a size longer. These things are really aggressive. They can be nuts.
You got me psyched up here because it's actually my birthday this weekend. So we're going on a birthday father son trip with my friends on Friday.
Oh, thanks. I got the invitation. I'm bringing the ship. I'm bringing the ship out of mail. How's that?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, before we go, Nick, we both live life, loving it. Let's talk. Your one, if not two favorite. I want to go grilling first. Mahi on the grill and mahi the other way you mentioned it. Go. What do you got?
Okay, so on the grill, I'll do like butter, garlic, the typical, some sliced onions on there, some tomato, and I'll grill them up on tin foil, on a sheet of tin foil. But I like mahi blackened.
Now your own blackening recipe. Shout out to Captain Lenny Strobel, man. I have his blackened recipe. Badass good. Sorry, that was a little non sequitur. Shameless plug, but the stuff is great. You'll make your tongue slap your brains out. But go into your blackening. Go, because that you do it the wrong way. Raccoons won't eat it.
So what I'll do is I'll do red and black peppercorns. I'll do paprika. No crushed pepper. It's overwhelming. I'll do a little onion powder, garlic powder, some salt, and that's about it. Not an overwhelming blackening, but just enough to get it that little kick.
Now, again, you're doing a cast iron skillet thing. What's the dealio?
100%, 100%. This is inside the house in a cast iron skillet, exactly.
Okay, what kind of base on that? Are you using not olive oil, that burns? Are you using a peanut oil? Are you using butter?
I use butter, good old butter.
I'll get very esoteric on this. Hester, you're talking unsalted sweet cream or salted butter?
Salted butter.
Okay, before I let you go, now I've had, I'm telling you this, I'll never forget this. This is down in a Sailfish Cafe down there by West Palm. I had meat from a beautiful cut from about a 25, 28 pound bull. And it was delicious. And I've had them from the little chick, the 1.5 to 3 pounders. Delicious. You always hear this myth, big fish don't taste good. I find that to be a myth. What do you think? With the mahi in particular.
I think that's a total myth. I really do. I think that's guys that only catch small ones. Tell that story.
Well, Mr. Mahi, Nick, has just a pleasure. Listen, it's a very serendipitous meeting. When you meet someone that makes that kind of impression, who has this experience, check out the mahi bite. It's going on. It's going to go through September. More and more are sliding in, as the term goes. Any type of flotsam, and they're in close. The one I caught, I can still see the... Boy, they were lying. All the girls were lined up on the beach, all tanned up. I could see the royal. That's how close I was when I caught that mahi. So, get out there and enjoy it. Oh, by the way, before I let you go, Captain Hunter, shoot the number real fast of the Lorianne.
Lorianne Sport Fishing out of Bayville, New Jersey, Berkeley Township. Hunter Hess, 201-526-5352.
Hey, listen, I may have to beg, borrow, and steal it. I'm challenging you, Mr. Mahi, to a mahi cook-off. You ready for that? And I'll even do it in your territory. How's that?
That's
your home base.
Let's throw down.
Okay, man.
I'm with you.
Listen, you have a great week. And by the way, happy birthday, bro.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You can't miss the car. It's a mahi on four radials, man. It is everywhere. You take care, bro. Be good.
All right, have a great day.
See ya.
Thank you.
Mr. Mahi, we're gonna gear up. We're going to get a couple of trips in before the hunting, in between that. It's just mahi, the tuna thing is great. Don't get me wrong. Mahi, whole different thing. And we're using lighter tackles. Like getting the bonita and stuff, just light tackle. A lot of fun and great eating, and that's the bottom line. One of the Tom P. mottos, Rack and Fin. Ooh, I can't say. I'll probably get in trouble. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
People all over the Jersey Shore have found the easiest way to stay connected to South Jersey's talk station. It's the WPG Talk Radio app. Read free, unlimited South Jersey news. Listen to your favorite talk shows. Send us breaking news tips and more. The WPG Talk Radio app is powered by Smokers Haven. You'll find the finest selection of cigars at any of their five locations. Stop in and let them help you find the perfect cigar to pair with your life. SmokersHavenNJ.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. Former President Trump campaigning yesterday in Glendale, Arizona, his first rally after the Democratic National Convention. The former president blasting Vice President Harris's record, saying California is worse off since her tenure as Attorney General and Senator.
Comrade Kamala Harris destroyed single-handedly, with some help from the worst governor in our nation, Gavin Newsom, both San Francisco and California itself. He's a terrible governor. What a governor.
The vice president back at D.C. following this week's convention. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell proclaiming mission accomplished in the fight against inflation. Powell signaling interest rate cuts are coming in a speech in Wyoming. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For today, mostly sunny, a beautiful start to the weekend with a high of 86. Tonight, clear skies, low 58. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and very warm with a high of 89. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy skies, low 63. On Monday, partly sunny, warm and humid, a thunderstorm in spots in the afternoon with a high of 88. I'm AccuWeather's Caitlin Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, that was Nick Hess's son, Hunter, runs the Lorien Sport Fishing, and we were talking mahi. Some killer recipes there in the end. Quick but fantastic for the mahi thing. Again, bigger the mahi to me, the better they taste. The bigger the tog, the better they taste. The bigger the fluke, the better they taste. The bigger the catfish, the better they taste. Well, man, with all the fishing going on, what about the crabbing, Tom P.? Well, the crabbing's been off the claw in my lingo, I guess, since early May. It has been nothing short of phenomenal. Yet the blowfish are on a downturn. Where to blowfish? Here, there. When crabs are plentiful, blowfish aren't, regionally speaking. Barnegat Bay, Great Bay, Great Egg Harbor Bay, what have you. But very good. Serendipitous. Luck is where you have it. The leprechaun's been tapping me on the shoulder. Ran into a young lady that makes what many consider the ultimate hot crab dip. Now, for me, crabbing, always clean them. Doing with the, I say gravy, okay? Okay over there with the linguine, or I stuffed them, make crabs at Agonagna with the breadcrumbs. You stuff them in a little white wine on there, buddy, right in the oven, 350. They get, oh, man, so good. Crab dip, I've been like, because you pick up some here at the seafood store, you know, the fish market, whatever. It's all right. Well, let me tell you something. I mean, I don't get Elon Musk to call this lady or Ramsey or whoever, because this hot crab dip, now especially listeners, if you're going to be having some cookouts, some barbecues, late summer, early fall, the best, that's when crabbing to me is his best, September, October, though. From what I understand, my guest and her husband have been killing it with the blue claws. Hot crab dip, you're going to go to the podcast and re-listen to this, whatever. This recipe is going to make you cry with gastrointestinal pleasure. Join us online right now. Very special guest. First time on Rack and Fin. Looking good, though, from what I understand. The Rack and Fin Radio women's V-neck shirt is Monica Carruthers. Miss Carruthers, how you doing? I should say Mrs. Carruthers. How you doing, girl?
Hey, good morning, Tom. I'm doing great.
Now, you're telling me off the air that waiting for you, Paisley, to come on Rack and Fin, like me and the Hess man, Mr. Mahi, we were talking to Mahi. You did 30 crabs? You picked 30 crabs?
Yeah, this morning, yep. They were all cooked, ready to go, so I picked them nice and clean for my next batch of crab dip.
Ladies, this woman is a crab-catching crab cooking machine. Well, Monica, let's get to it. That hot crab dip, me and the lovely Dee Marie sampled it. I never had anything like that. Neither did Dee Marie. That was fantastic. If you don't mind my asking, recipe passed down from the family? Was it your own thing? I mean, whoa. I mean, Maga, whoa. It wasn't. Whoa, I'm saying. Okay, go ahead.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. No, it was my own. I had looked up some different crab dip recipes, and a lot of people add stuff in there that I wasn't too keen on adding. So I just kind of took the ingredients that I thought was I liked and put it in there and tried it, and it worked out.
Okay, before we get to the recipe, I have a shout-out. Shout-out to Dave Lorenzini. Dave, you know who you are over there in Galloway? Right there in that corner office there? Remember you say, Tompy, you and Denise want crabs? I got crabs. You will never give one clean crab away, Lorenzini. Landisville Gun Club. Yeah, that's him. That's him. The white, yeah, the white purse guys. Until you, after you hear this, Okay, Monica, let's get going. We have what now? You're figuring, I'm figuring like for barbecues, we talked about 10 or 12 people, okay? Go into the ingredients. Go, girl.
All right, so you're going to start with 8-ounce block of cream cheese softened, 1/3 cup of plain Greek yogurt, any brand, an 8-ounce bag of shredded cheddar cheese. You can go sharp if you like or mild, 3 green onions finely chopped, 16 ounces of crab meat.
Now, wait a second. Let me interrupt just a second. When you say green onions, those little things, they look like scallions. Is that what a green onion is?
You got it. Yep, that's it.
Oh, they make my eyes tear and my nose run, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Then the 16 ounces of crab meat and some Old Bay just to sprinkle on top when you're done, when you're ready to put it in the oven.
Now, 16 ounces of crab meat, I'm questioning you. But, yeah, man, you're the chef here. I mean, it's great. That's going to be enough for 10 to 12 people?
Yeah, because you're adding 16 ounces of other ingredients, so it's going to be a 32-ounce dish.
She's not.
Because you're 8 ounces of cream cheese, your yogurt, everything.
She's obviously never seen me eat her crab dip. That would have been a sight to behold. Okay, so go ahead now. Go into the temperature. What are we having? You're mixing this. What's the chilla first? Go.
All right. Well, the first thing is when you get your crabs and you get them home, you're going to cook them in a big pot with some beer, water, and Old Bay.
Time out. Time out. A lager, a pilsner. Shout out to Ship Bottom
Brewing. A can of beer.
Does it matter if it's does it lighter or whatever, just beer?
Whatever you have on hand.
I like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, the crabs aren't picky.
But you're picking the crab. Go ahead. I walked into that.
So that's how you start off. So that's, you're getting flavor right there in the crabs by cooking them in the beer and the Old Bay. Once you get your crab meat, you're going to take your first four ingredients, your cream cheese softened, your Greek yogurt, your shredded cheddar, your green onions. You're going to mix it in a bowl, get that nice and mixed. Then you're going to fold in your 16 ounces of crab meat. You're going to put it into a 8x8 baking dish, or if you want to separate it into two smaller portions, two small baking dishes, because you can freeze one for a later date. You can bring it out later, thaw it, microwave it, and it's ready to go.
Whoa. You can, I think with the mayo or the, mayo, you're using yogurt or sour. You can freeze it, huh?
I froze it, yes.
I tried it,
and it worked out fine. Yep, freeze it. When you're ready, thaw it, put it in the microwave.
Okay. So back to the actual making the original before you freeze any leftovers. Go.
Okay, so then you put it into your baking dish. You're going to pop it in the oven at 350 degrees until 20 minutes until it's nice and bubbly. And then it's good to go. Oh, before you put it in the oven, sprinkle a little Old Bay on top.
Old Bay, okay. Now, out of the oven bubbly, I mean, you're serving it that hot?
Well, yeah. Yep, serve it right out of the oven.
Okay, crackers, French bread, toast? What's the deal?
Whatever you like to dip. You could do crackers, pita chips, bread, rye bread, anything you have that you like to dip, you can dip it in the crab meat.
People, if you saw the sweat on my upper lip right now, you would say that's disgusting. Monica, did trial and error with this recipe, this fantastic recipe, listeners, what do you call it? Do you call it Monica's Hot Crab Dip? Carruthers Crab Dip? What do you call it?
Sure, we could call it Monica's Hot Crab Dip. That sounds good.
There you go. Let's get some labels made for that, please. But was it trial and error before you finally settled on this? Or did you get right off the, you hit a grand slam right off the bat?
No, I tried other stuff. I used sour cream instead of the Greek yogurt. I said, let me try something a little healthier. We put some Greek yogurt in there. I made a batch, and I liked how it tasted. I gave it to my friends, and they enjoyed it. So I'm like, okay, we're going to stick with the Greek yogurt. It's a little bit healthier.
Healthy isn't in my lexicon. You see what I look like. So there we go. But listeners, go to the Rackman Radio podcast, YouTube, whatever. Listen to this recipe. Write it down. Record whatever. It's just you'll never have crab dip like this. It's just fantastic. Mom, thanks for joining us. I sort of ambushed the lady. Hey, you want to come on the radio and give this? And you were so cool about it. You said, yeah, sure, no problem.
Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate it. Looking good in that shirt, I understand?
I'll be rocking it tonight when I go out.
Wee doggies. Okay, Monica, you take care. Best of the family. Hey, the grandkids loving the crabbing too?
Well, they're a little young yet, so I will get them out there when they're a little bit older, because sometimes you get pinched on the feet when you're out there scooping the crabs in the bay, and I know if they get pinched once, that will be the end of it.
Okay, here's one last thing I have to add. You know, Tom P., drop line, trap, ship bottom ale, hang out on the dock, hang out on the bucket. No, Monica, tell the people how you and your husband get the crabs.
We go out on the flats in Barnegat Bay, and we put our boat shoes on. We hop out of the boat. We walk around and scoop them right off the bottom, right from the grassy flats.
So you're basically crab hunting.
Yes.
Wow.
Basically.
I tell you, that makes the crab dip taste even better, if you can imagine that. Monica Carruthers, thanks so much. Best of all. See you. I'll run into you one of these days. You take care, young lady.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. This dip is out of control. I mean, out of control. You're having people at barbecue, seafood. You want to do some venison burgers or whatever, and then you surf and turf, whatever. This crab dip is unbelievable. Hey, up against a hard break. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Monica's hot crab dip. Woo, that's why I listen to Rack and Fin. Be right back. Lorenzina, did you get that? I hope so, Dave. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG. Talk Radio 95.5.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Coming up on This Weekend, a new investigation finds millions of older defective cars and trucks are not getting fixed through warranties. Also, compared to baby boomers at the same age, today's millennials are wealthier. So why is it they don't feel rich? Plus, the habits teenagers are embracing instead of underage drinking. And what if your online purchases were delivered to work to avoid porch pirates? That and more on This Weekend.
This morning at 6 on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5.
Every day we are on a mission to be better, to innovate, to push boundaries, and overcome any obstacle that stands in our way. You can only do this when you have a team of thousands standing in your corner, and you have spent the past 125 years rising to meet the challenge. It's a new day at AtlantiCare. Rise with us.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration products and SuperDeck stains from August 23rd through the 26th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Getting behind the wheel after drinking could change your world. Bobby here had a great time at the party and thought he was good to drive home. Now, Bobby's facing jail time, an upset wife, disappointed parents, and up to a $10,000 fine. It only takes one bad decision to change your world forever. Getting behind the wheel after you've been drinking is one of them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Learn more at NHTSA.gov. That's NHTSA.gov. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Wrapping it up, weekend of August 24th and 25th on Rack and Fin Radio. And I remember last week we had Craig Lemon on, Hackensack Hatchery Superintendent, talking about the Super Cats, Catzillas, that were stocked. There are 300 of them in 23 waters over there, fish up to 14, 15, 16 pounds. Well, check it out. There's a quick follow-up. I just heard the other day. In fact, it was yesterday, Thursday. There's a bass stocking, select water bass stocking going on around, say, was completed. And I had a call from someone right there at Patriot Lake there, Patriot and Galloway. Okay, some bass going in. Craig Lemner's on the line right now. Quick shot, largemouth bass, follow-up to the Catzilla releases. Craig, you guys are slamming it, man.
Here we are, getting rid of a lot of fish. Everybody going to get out and catch them this fall.
Listen, we have 14 waters, 198 bass out. And these are perfect. Craig, they're legal 12 inches on up to, I understand, 16, 18 inches or so?
Yep, they're all spawning, all ready for next year spawning.
So you talk about a bolster to the base here, building up the population, and I tell you, the largemouth bass of that size are very aggressive, a lot of fun to catch. Craig, now how long have these fish been in the ponds before they were released?
They're like 2-3 year olds. We got them on a pellet diet, so we're feeding them dry food, so they eat like crazy. So they're young fish, which are the best spawners. So hopefully they'll help some of these these little municipal park ponds and stuff.
And I tell you, listen, this is why I always say, I've written articles on this many times, variations of the same thing, hiding in plain sight. You'll be surprised at the size of some of these largemouths in these little urban and suburban ponds. 1, 2, 3 acres. That's just kids. They catch sunnies in there and there's carp. There's no bass in there. Craig, nothing could be further from the truth. And you guys are bolstering these populations. It's a great deal.
Yeah, they're hidden gems. You know a lot of those places.
Yeah.
Guys are catching the 3, 4, 5 pound bass in these little park ponds.
Yeah, they keep it growing. Those are some of the waters. Yeah. Edgewater Pond in Burlington County is going to get 11. Gloucester City Park Pond, 1 acre, too. 11. Let's see. In Monmouth, Homedale Park Pond is going to get 13. That's the upper end of Rackafin Radio area. Northern Community Park Pond in Burlington, get 11. Oak Pond, right there behind the Southern Region Fish and Wildlife Office. 23 bass, and that's already a bass hotspot. This is going to be outstanding. And Patriot Lake, right there in Galloway, right there behind the library on Jimmy Leeds Road, is getting 11. A gentleman who was stocking called me and said, Tom Petey's bass look great. Craig, congratulations again. I have to let you go. You're slamming it, brother. You're slamming it. You and that crew, keep it going.
Yeah, big bass, big bucks, and big bears, baby.
He's killing me, people. He's killing me. Craig, you take care. Best of that great crew. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Had to close it out with some largemouth activity. That is going on. Hey, remember, the digest is out. Peruse it carefully. There are, again, some changes with the permit season and certain DMZs in the south. Hopefully, these herds are going to recover. One day closer, September 1st. Don't forget, September 1st, goose season. You have railbird seasoning open up. You have deer in certain, 29 DMZs going to be open up mid-September. Same thing with squirrels, rabbits. A lot of stuff going on. Fishing's going crazy. Check out the mahi, man. Mahi, a lot of fun. Oh, whoa, what's coming up soon? Just keeping the juices flowing on the saltwater front. The AC in-water boat show's happening. Going to be happening pretty soon. Check it out. We'll have more on that next week. See you next week. God bless America. God bless the troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Get out there and enjoy. As my lovely Dee Marie says, you are not promised tomorrow. Enjoy it. Do it. Me, my feet hit the hardwood in the morning. It's a great day, and I take it from there. You should, too. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. And get the youngsters on the water. See ya.